Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host on this daylight savings time change. Everybody's all messed up this morning, including me. Yes. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
I know. I went to the donut shop to get our donuts from Swiss Donuts, and I asked Jennifer, I said, where is everybody? She said, they came earlier. I said, what? She said, well, I don't know. She said, I don't know if they've adjusted to the time. She said, I'm not sure. But it does throw a lot of people off. So if you forgot about it, you do have to spring your clocks forward 1 hour. And we have some, there was an article in the paper this morning about daylight savings time, the change. I'll read that to you in just a second, a little bit of it. But a lot of things happening here in the Coachella Valley, but we are brought to you in part today by the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. And since the wildflowers are blooming all over, there's a big article about it blooming in Arizona. There's wildflowers on the way to Las Vegas. They're all over the place. Borrego Springs isn't the only place to see wildflowers, but you can go over there and stay at the resort and just play some golf and go hiking and make like a little mini vacation out of it. That's what I would do.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Yeah, no, 90 minutes away. Very, very simple to get there. Go up the 86 and boom, make a S-22, make a right, and follow it all the way back there into the little basin back there, and there it is, Borrego Springs. All right, this week, lots of things happening. BNP Paribas Open. I was there during the week, and I have to say, whether you like tennis or not, if you just want to go hang out, the grounds at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens just get better and better and better every year. It's incredible what they do for their fans there. They have big screen televisions everywhere and places for people to sit everywhere. They now have a park right in the middle so you can go sit among the trees and the grass, and it's really something.
Yeah, they've had to modernize, and more so because of how media savvy a lot of events are. And it is the fifth biggest tournament in the world, so it's going to have to act like it.
And it does. I have to say, Larry Ellison has, from day one, has made that grounds a showplace. And the tennis players love coming out here. And they even, of course, in the shopping district that they have in there, there's tons of shopping, restaurants. So if you haven't been over there, and you're not really, like I say, you don't really even care that much about the tennis, go over there, get a general admission ticket, go on in there, and just hang out. And go to the shops, listen to the music, eat, and it really, it's quite incredible. So I went over there. I'm going to go again this week. I've been pretty busy and haven't had a chance to go back yet, but will. I also went last week to listen to Rick Steves after the show, and I'll tell you about that in the travel hour. Very, very interesting. And I also gave my first classroom chat this week to Kaweah Desert Academy, which was really fun. They were middle school kids, and I was warned that, you know, don't be worried if you don't keep their attention. That, you know, makes you a little nervous going in there. These kids were great. I took cameraman Steve, went with me, brought his big camera, and brought his Osmo, well, his little one, to show people what we film with. Not the big one. We don't use that one so much, but the little one. We talked. It was fantastic. They had great questions. They were interested. I showed a little video. In fact, even the teacher that was in the room when all was said and done, she says, wow. She said, I'm impressed because you kept their attention the entire time.
Which teacher were you with?
I did. It was Melissa Mora.
Mora.
Yeah.
I don't think I know her.
Yeah, it was career exploration class.
Wow.
Yeah. So we talked about radio, television, writing, all sorts of things. We talked about museums as well as the travel industry. So it was really a lot of fun. So shout out to my new friends over there at Kaweah Desert Academy. You guys were great. Really enjoyed it. So I'm going to go back for their career day and some other things. So I'm excited. I had a lot of fun. I was so nervous, though.
Yeah, it's a good school.
Yeah, very good. So, and I want to go to more schools throughout the Coachella Valley and share what there is in the travel industry and talk a little bit about all the other things that go on in this media-related job that I have. All right, so that was just a few of the things I did this week. Also want to give you a heads up, the Bjelsen's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo, they still have their big sale going on. Doors close in May, so a lot of things are 70% off. Go on over there, check it out. They have beautiful, beautiful. They are retiring. The end of lease is up. They're retiring, Ron and Debbie. So B. Olson's Jeweler, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. Again, everything must go. And we do have some prizes today. Today we're keeping them all for the Indian Wells Arts Festival. which is happening on March 29th through 31st, and I will be over there broadcasting live, as I have been for the last several years. But we'll have admission tickets to give away for the Indian Wells Arts Festival, and we also have guests today, quite a few, except for our birthday boy, Craig Campbell, was going to join me in the second hour, but he's really sick.
How can you be sick on your birthday?
I know. His birthday's actually tomorrow, but yeah, I know. I felt so bad because he's always fun. We're going to talk about today's California, but not to worry. I have plenty of information for us to talk about in the world of travel. I even have some info on St. Patrick's Day, so we'll just have fun with it and go with it. And Craig, you get better, because I knew he's been fighting a few things this week with a blown out knee and all this stuff. So your brain's at port. I know. On his birthday, too. His birthday's tomorrow. So anyway, I had some birthday cupcakes and stuff for him. So he doesn't get them now.
I guess we're just going to have to eat them for
him. Yeah, I mean, and they are loaded with sugar. Oh, boy. Yeah. So Craig won't be with us, but in the first hour, we do have Victoria Volsky. She's with the Children's Discovery Museum. They have their Quack Quack event coming up at the river, which is going to be a ton of fun. And then we also have Danny Holt. He is with the Desert Hot Springs Concert Series. First time on the show. Both of them, first time for both of them on the show. So that's always fun. Let's see. Traveling with Françoise is available on Hulu this week. I'll tell you about a little bit more about that in the second hour of the show. What I really think I'm going to do is go to break. Yesterday on KESQ, I was there. We talked about the air show for the Blue Angels, which is next Saturday, that free event. That's on the website. So I think what we should probably... Oh, I know what we want to do. Before we go to break, I want to talk about the daylight savings time. You know, we all voted, a lot of us. Not everybody. Mm-hmm. Some people didn't like... They like changing their clocks. Frankly, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know why they would... Come on, you guys.
Exactly.
Get it together.
Get it together. Yeah, I like Arizona. I mean, it's just one time, same time all year long. But they say after the November passage of Proposition 7, California legislatures can now vote to keep California permanently on daylight savings time. The policy change will require 2/3 approval in the legislature, then passage of enabling legislation in the U.S. Congress, and a presidential signature. I don't think the president's going to care too much about daylight savings time here. And hopefully the Congress won't either, because we weren't the only one. There were several states across the U.S. that wanted to quit daylight savings time. So we'll see. So they're saying this might happen quicker than what we think, and I'm certainly hoping that it will. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Victoria is going to join us. We have, so many free events happening this week. Lots of stuff going on. Stick around for more Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon. You can go to the website, the500ps.com. And, of course, every evening when it is required, or actually when it's something we just want to do over there, we have Lights for a Cause, where we change the colors of the lights for the buildings to represent different causes or events going on out there. So tonight it will be red for, I think it's International Women's Day of Awareness for HIV and AIDS. So the building will be red tonight. But joining us in studio is Victoria Volsky, and she is with the Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert. Hi, Victoria.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you in here, and you have something that, coming up for the Children's Discovery Museum, the Discovery Duck Pluck. And what a fun, I don't know who thought of this event, but I just love it because I love all those little ducks, those little yellow ducks. So tell us a little bit about this event happening on Saturday, March 23rd.
Yes, so it is presented by Quick Quack Car Wash. So we were really glad to have them on board because it's a match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. And this event will be on Saturday, March 23rd. And what we do is we dump 5,000 rubber ducks into the river at Rancho Mirage. And I get to go in the river wearing big rubber pants.
You're the plucker?
Yeah. I am the plucker, the designated plucker. So I get to go in and pluck those ducks out and reveal prize winners.
So now all the ducks are numbered.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they adopt a duck.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they don't. Correct. I mean, wouldn't it be fun though if you're hanging out on the side and you saw your duck? I don't know. Maybe what? Do they get their duck afterward if it's not plucked? I'm not sure. Yeah.
We do have some spare rubber duckies on hand if somebody does really want a rubber duck.
Okay. All right. That would be me. That would be me.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about. Of course, you have a big train that comes in, a crane, that has all these ducks in a rubber netting, and the net opens up and they all fall into the river right there in the beginning. So how do people go about, how early do they need to get there to adopt a duck? Can they do it now? Can they do it then?
They can adopt their ducks today at cdmod.org, or when they go in to visit the museum, or on the day of the duck pluck. We will be there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. selling ducks, and the actual duck plucking will begin at 2:30.
At 2:30. And the ducks are very reasonable. You have some reasonable ducks there to adopt. It's $10 each, or a squad of three ducks is $25. A platoon of seven is $50. A fleet of 15 ducks is $100. So those are really great prices to raise money there for the Children's Discovery Museum. So what is the money being raised for?
So this will go towards our programs and workshops and developing those and being able to do some outreach in the valley. So it is really for a good cause. So those ducks are definitely something you should go pick up.
Now, if someone, I'm sure, because we have so many new residents moving into the Coachella Valley all the time, I'm sure there are people out there that have never even heard of the Children's Discovery Museum, which is in Rancho Mirage, and it is right there on
Gerald Ford and Bob Hope.
So what do you do at the Children's Discovery Museum? If I had never heard of it, and I said, okay, Victoria, what's the Children's Discovery Museum all about? Explain it to me.
So the Children's Discovery Museum is a safe place where kids can go and play with their families, and they can learn while they're having fun. And we have over 100 exhibit components for them to explore. It's all hands-on, and it's all a great time.
Now, last time I was there, which has been actually several years, you had the Volkswagen that kids were able to paint. Do you still have that in there?
Unfortunately, no. The Volkswagen had seen better days.
Yeah, it had a lot of paint on it. Yeah.
But in replacement, we put in Toddler Town. So this is a place where toddlers can rumble around, and it's safe. It's just designated for those ages. So they can, and it's also a great place for parents to meet each other and network.
And I was just going to bring that up. I found that when I've been there, like I said, a couple times, there are a lot of parents. Of course, they go in with their kids, but they end up just talking amongst themselves while the kids are having a great time. And I find that a lot of parents actually want to do some of the things that the kids are doing because they're so much fun.
Yeah, it's a fun place to be.
All right. So also inside the Children's Discovery Museum, do you have classrooms? Do you have a cafe? Do you have a gift shop? What do you have?
We do have a gift shop, and we also have classes. Our early childhood program is actually, it's amazing. We have Miss Ruth English there. She teaches toddler chef classes, and she also has young scientists where they go into the garden and learn about plants. And it's really a great place to get them started on education.
All right. And what are the hours of operation for the Discovery Museum?
So we are open from 10 to 5 during the week. And on Sundays, we are open 1 to 5.
Okay. All right. Now back to the duck pluck, the Discovery duck pluck. You talked about prizes. Let's talk a little bit about how many prizes. What can people win?
Oh my goodness. We have a 65-inch Samsung TV courtesy of Costco Palm Desert. Mm-hmm. And that will be one that I think people will really be wanting to attain. We also have some great golf packages from Bighorn, Sunrise Country Club. We have great hotel packages. One of them's in the Archer Hotel in Napa. Mm-hmm. So that one's really amazing. And a lot of unique prizes from businesses around the Coachella Valley.
So about how many prizes do you think you have?
So we have about 100 prizes.
That's a lot of prizes. Your chances are really good out there, folks, for winning something. And again, this is going to happen Saturday, March 23rd at the river in Rancho Mirage. And you can purchase your duck now or ducks by going to the website at cdmod.org, or you can call 760-321-7000. 0602, or just wait for the day of the duck pluck and go on over there. Rain or shine, I imagine.
Yes, absolutely.
You're going to be in the water anyway.
Yeah, wearing rubber pants. I'll be waterproof, like
that's
a duck.
Victoria, that's a lot of prices that you have to pick.
Yes, yeah. I'll be in there for a while.
We'll see, Victoria. Would you start plucking or picking the ducks at 2:30? She'll be at 4:30. She'll be still in there pulling ducks. Yeah. Probably. And then everyone has to get all the ducks out of the big lake there over at the river. But such a fun event. How many years has this been going on?
About 3 years. We had our initial one, I believe, back in 2013, and then mm-hmm. took a couple years break, and now we have it back on.
I would think it's a very, very popular event.
Oh yeah, that's why it's quack quack, it's back.
Yeah, quack quack, it's back. All right. And then something else you and I were talking about during the break. Let's say I come over, or I purchase my duck, but I can't stay the whole time. I can't stay while you're waiting around out there, right, getting mm-hmm. all those 100 prizes. Do I need to be there to win?
You do not need to be present to win. That's why it's very important to provide your contact information mm-hmm. so I can chase you down and give you your prize if you're a winner.
Okay, but I don't know. It'd be kind of exciting, I think, to stay there and to see if you win. You could go over and have an ice cream or something, just hang out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is there going to be anything else going on with the duck pluck? Will there be any type of entertainment or anything else in the area? Or is all the focus is going to be on those ducks there?
Yes, we'll have plenty of kids' activities. We also have Enchanted Memories there. They're going to be doing face painting and balloon twisting.
Oh.
And we'll also have a couple more booths, so you can check those out.
Okay, so it's open to all ages.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It is a family event.
It is, definitely. And folks, if you've never been to the Children's Discovery Museum in Rancho Mirage, you really need to go on over there. It's a great place to take your grandkids, your own children, and even take one of your neighbor's children. They're working hard. They don't have a chance to take the kids over there. You might want to do that as well and help them out, because it really is a lot of fun. And their website is cdmod.org, and I already have it on the Traveling with Francois website. So again, this is happening. This event is happening on March 23rd. It is the Discovery Duck Pluck. You adopt a duck. It's really simple. Again, the prices are $10 for one duck, $25 for three, $50 for seven, $100 for 15, and you can do it by phone now. You don't even need to be there, or you can go there and just make a day of it and have a lot of fun. Everybody will start. The booths will open at 10 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be open till 1, and that is where you can purchase your ducks between 10 and 1. And how are the ducks? Are they numbered? I would think there's...
Yes. So the ducks will be numbered according to adopters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you get to pick a number if it's not taken?
No, yeah. we do the numbering.
You do the numbering. Yes. If I had a favorite number, you might want to pick it. So, all right, and they're really, really cute ducks, and a lot of prizes, lots and lots, 100 prizes, in fact, for you to win. So this is great. How about, what else is going on over at the Children's Discovery Museum?
So we have our butterfly release program coming up, and that is throughout the month of April, where children can come in and adopt their butterflies. And then the following week, they can come in and make butterfly bungalows, and they can take their bungalows home and watch their caterpillars develop into chrysalises. And then when they turn into butterflies, they come back in, and we have our Earth Day butterfly release. So they come on in for Earth Day and let their butterflies fly.
All right. And is the Children's Discovery Museum open all summer long?
Yes, it is.
So it's year-round?
Mm-hmm.
Year-round. Okay. And again, it's located where?
On Gerald Ford and Bob Hope.
All right. Well, Victoria, thanks so much for joining us today. You are the Development Associate.
Yes.
Over there. And you've been there a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, love it over there. You guys do such a great job. And again, if you've never been to the facility, the Children's Discovery Museum, you need to get on over there. Check it out. If not, go to the Duck Pluck on Saturday, March 23rd. I'm sure you're going to have some information about the Children's Discovery Museum there and learn a little bit more about it. It really is. It's such a fun place to go. I enjoy it as an adult. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. So sit tight just a minute, folks. We have about a minute before we go to break here, since we have another guest following Victoria here, which is Danny Holt, and he is with Desert Hot Springs, the Desert Hot Springs Concert Series. I want to just mention a few free events going on so we can get some of these in for today for you. Let's see, happening over at the CSUSB Palm Desert Campus. There is a Lessons for Leaders classes. The next one is on March 11th, which is tomorrow, and these are from 4 to 5:50 p.m. It is free. Go on over there and hear these lectures. Also, there is a blood drive happening on Wednesday, March 13th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. It says here, donate and receive a coupon for 2 free tacos courtesy of Jack in the Box. So that is a blood drive, again, happening over at the Rancho Mirage Public Library on Wednesday, March 13th. Okay, the La Quinta Historical Society, they have Judy and Andy Vossler will be there. I'll be there as well just to listen to what the Vosslers there have to say. They will be talking about the history of La Quinta and the Coachella Valley, and that is happening Thursday at 4 p.m. and at the La Quinta Historical Society. And remember, all this information will be on the Traveling with Francoise website, so check it out. There's so many free events going on in the Coachella Valley. This week, the Living Desert has some events. O'Kane's, the Irish Pub, they have a big ribbon cutting on March 15th. So you might want to head on over there. They're finally open. I know a lot of folks have been waiting for that. Living Coachella Valley History Museum, they have a big event on Saturday, March 16th. Again, so much happening. On that note, we're going to step aside for some local and national news. We'll be right back for more Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rose, your host, and I do have those prizes, but we're going to worry about those later on in the show because we're having another first-time guest on the show, and this one is really, really first time. It is Danny Holt, and he has put together a concert series of classical music in Desert Hot Springs, and this is what caught my eye. Danny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And I just found out you've been doing it for 5 years.
I know. I've just been so busy making the concerts happen. I haven't had very much time to actually get the word out.
Right. People have no idea, unless they are involved with any type of event, they really have no idea the work that is involved with putting something together, getting the word out, working with performers, and that part can be sometimes really tricky. Mm-hmm. Just a whole concept, finding a location. So let's first off, let's talk a little bit about you. Who is Danny Holt?
Well, I'm a classical pianist. I also play percussion, and I sometimes compose music, but my primary thing has always been playing piano. And I lived in L.A. for about a decade, and I think it was around 2009, I came out to the desert, and I stayed in Desert Hot Springs for a few days, and I explored Palm Springs and Joshua mm-hmm. Tree, took the tram up to Mount San Jacinto, and I just completely fell in love with the desert. Mm-hmm. I became totally enchanted, totally obsessed.
Yes, it happens, yeah.
And so I ended up purchasing a home here and eventually relocating and making it my permanent home base. So once I moved to Desert Hot Springs, I just started thinking about, you know, what are some ways that I might be able to make a contribution to my community here. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a whole lot in terms of arts and culture going on at that time.
Right.
So I thought, you know, maybe there's an audience here for classical music. Not really sure, but let's see what happens. I noticed every time I had driven into town from L.A., someone had been building a beautiful new church on mm-hmm. the outskirts of town, and I just made a cold call to the folks over at that church, and I explained who I was and said, you know, what would you think about having some concerts there? And they were surprisingly very open-minded and said, sure. So our first concert was on a Sunday afternoon in August.
Right. Well, there's still a lot of people here.
I thought, you know, if I can drum up an audience mm-hmm. for a concert of classical music in Desert Hot Springs in August,
yes,
then we're going to be good. So let's just do this and see what happens. There happened to be some wonderful performers from New York who were in town, and I knew them through a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. So it was a great opportunity to just kind of throw a concert together and see what happens. And we did that. Sure enough, people came.
If it's good, they're going to come, Danny.
So I thought, well, okay, there's something here. So in 2015, I got a very small grant from the City of Desert Hot Springs, the Community and Cultural Affairs Commission, mm-hmm. and I was able to put together a series of 3 very modest concerts. They were just solo performers. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't stop to think that, you know, it costs money to make a concert. You know,
yes, it does.
Musicians work very, very hard.
Yes.
And even though oftentimes we are pursuing passion projects, like this concert series is kind of my passion project, but it does cost money. You got to pay the musicians a little something.
Yeah, it's only fair.
So our first season started out, like I said, with very modest offerings, 3 concerts that were just soloists. Mm-hmm. That went well. The next year, we were able to do a little bit more. We co-presented a concert with another organization and then did 3 additional concerts. The next year, we were able to do four concerts, all mm-hmm. our concerts. And then the next year we were able to do five concerts. And every year we've just been growing and growing, and doing more and more.
And how have you been getting grants, donations? How is it?
It's a miracle that we've kept it going.
Yeah.
there are three pillars of support that make it possible. The grant from the city is a huge part of our budget, and we're incredibly grateful to the city for realizing that arts and culture and classical music are a priority.
But you're bringing something great to the city as well. I mean, you're opening up doors for people that love this type of music that really there's not a lot of it in the Coachella Valley. Children as well that hear this, and this inspires them because they have a love for this.
Well, it's been great to see that people really appreciate it. And like I said, the fact that the city has made that a priority is wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's a big chunk of our budget. And then we don't charge admission for our concerts, but we do accept donations at the door.
Okay.
And, you know, the idea there is we really want to make it as welcoming and open as possible. We don't want people to be discouraged at all. We want people to come.
Yeah.
And if people are able to make a donation, that's wonderful. And that is another important pillar of our support. And then we get some support, both donations and also in-kind donations from local businesses and other organizations. And then one of the things I'm able to do is because I'm a professional musician, I'm basically able to call in favors from my friends and colleagues.
Remember that time I played at that party for you? Well, yeah.
So especially this time of year when it's such a wonderful time to be in the desert, I'm able to get friends and colleagues to come from the East Coast, from the Midwest, from colder climates.
Ah.
I'm able to convince them to come out, and I say, look, you know, I can't pay you what I wish I could pay you, but I could pay you a little something. This is what I've got, but come stay with me.
Yeah.
I'll host you. You'll enjoy the desert. It's a beautiful time of year to visit the desert. So it's really a win-win for everyone. You know, audiences in Desert Hot Springs are being treated to these performances by wonderful artists who are coming from, you know, all over the country.
Well, and I applaud you for sticking with all this because I know there's times when you can get very frustrated and frustrated and say, oh, but as it continues to grow. I was when I saw the release, I was very intrigued. I thought, this is great. This is really great stuff. And the concerts take place at Grace Church, which is on Bubbling Wells Road. And they are, let's see, your next one is on Sunday, March 24th at 4 p.m.
That's
and
right.
This is a cello quintet.
Yes, and I'm especially excited about this concert. Like I said, when we first started years ago, we had such a modest budget that I could only put, you know, one person on the stage at each concert.
Yeah, right,
so it's been really exciting to not only be able to expand the number of concerts that we're offering, but to also have duos and trios and quartets, and finally to actually have a quintet, you know, to have a larger ensemble. So yeah, this cello quintet, one of the members of the quintet is a cellist who I had worked with years ago. So again, it's you know, these personal connections. And cello quintet is not, unlike a string quartet or a piano trio, which are kind of established ensembles that have their own repertoire, cello quintet is not a group that has a lot of pieces written for it. So they play a lot of really interesting arrangements and very eclectic programs. So their programs feature music from, you know, hundreds of years ago, like from the Renaissance period, all the way through, you know, the Baroque and classical and romantic periods. And then in addition to more traditional classical repertoire, you know, they'll be playing things like, I've heard a wonderful arrangement they did of music from West Side Story by Bernstein. I've even heard some music, some of John Williams' score for the Star Wars films. So, you know, there's like a little bit of something in there for everyone. And they've got a wonderful online presence. So if people want to check them out online, they've got some killer videos that really show you how spectacular they are.
Now, I didn't actually find an email, a website address for people to go look at the concert series. Is there one that I missed somewhere?
No, you didn't miss anything. The website
website
is a work in progress. However, if you do an internet search for Desert Hot Springs Classical Concerts, it will take you, the first thing that will come up is it will take you to a page on my personal website where there's a copy of the flyer that has all the details for all of our concerts this season.
All right, and this season I see four on my list, but I think there was another one in there, didn't
you?
Yes.
We actually we kicked things off last year and this year with a special event that we called the Afternoon Concert Crawl, and this was part of my plan to get music out in the community more. So what we do is we have in one afternoon between 2 and 4 o'clock, we have three concerts going at three different venues.
Oh,
and
fun.
It's kind of tedious to explain. It's not actually that complicated, but what happens is people can go to all three concerts in whatever order they choose.
It's like a pub crawl.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. You understand.
You go, everyone can relate to that.
So we had the afternoon concert
idea.
Crawl in January. And then the next concert that was supposed to happen in January is part of our partnership with the Palm Springs Unified School District. Wonderful percussionist, Corey Hills, Unfortunately, he got very, very ill, like 2 days before the concert, and we had to postpone. But I'm glad that I'm here to tell you about this, though, because this is one of those things that I only just finalized the details. So we've rescheduled that concert, and Corey Hills, the percussionist, will be performing at Desert Hot Springs High School on Wednesday, March 27th. So this month, we actually have two concerts just several days apart.
And that, what time?
That's at 7 o'clock. And it's at Desert Hot Springs High School. Okay. They have a very nice little black box theater that's a perfect space for a concert like this. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had a wonderful saxophone quartet from L.A. come in, and it was standing room only. And I was so, so pleased to see how diverse the audience was. Mm-hmm. Not surprisingly, our typical demographic are 55 mm-hmm. and up, mostly retired folks, which is great. But as an educator myself, it's really important to me to see families and children and students coming to the concerts. So our partnership with the school district is great because if you bring music to them on their mm-hmm. kind of home turf, it makes it a little bit easier.
Again, because there's a lot of dreams out there, a lot mm-hmm. of dreams for these kids to be musicians. And it takes just one experience, such as one of these concerts, to just break that dream wide open. And they know that that's what they want to do.
And I certainly have vivid memories from my childhood of particular concerts that really opened doors. Mm-hmm. In fact, it just so happens that one of my former teachers and mentors from my childhood in Massachusetts now lives in Desert Hot Springs, like 2 miles from me.
There you go.
And I remember going to her concerts when I was like a 7 or 8 year old young music student. And she was so kind and generous. You know, I'd come up after the concert and want to talk to her and ask all sorts of questions mm-hmm. about the music and the instruments. And so it's so wonderful now to be living in Desert Hot Springs with her, and she's actually performed on the concert series as well.
And with us, folks, is Danny Holt. Danny, are you at each one of these events? Are you able to attend them all yourself?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
I schedule,
look for you.
when I'm not on the road performing concerts or teaching out of town, I work hard to schedule the concerts on weekends when I'm here.
So we have one coming up on Sunday, March 24th, and then you have another one, and that one's at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
And that is at the Grace...
That's at Grace Church.
Grace Church. Mm-hmm. Then you have the concert on the 27th. That is at the Desert Hot Springs High School. No. Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Desert Hot Springs High School. Because I'm reading. You have to send me that one so I have the details for sure.
Yes, I will.
And then you have another event on Sunday, April 14th. And then one on Sunday, May 5th at 4 p.m. And you have, you have a soprano. So we have someone singing.
Yes. Uh-huh. And this, again, is someone who I collaborated with years ago.
Yeah.
I was thinking, we haven't actually had a vocalist on this series mm-hmm. since I think maybe our first year. And I know that's something that people really enjoy. So I was scratching my head and thinking, who do I know who might be good for this? And I thought, Stacy. She teaches at Cal State University San Bernardino, so not too far away.
Yeah, right.
And she's able to come with one of her pianist colleagues. And, I should have mentioned, speaking of the piano, we have a wonderful piano at the church. And this is a great story.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened to be in the right place at the right time at the piano store in Palm Desert, SoCal Pianos.
Yeah.
I don't mind giving them a shout out because they have been incredibly generous.
Yeah.
They had a piano that they were able to donate. Now, as a pianist, I get calls all the time from people who say, I've got this piano that I can donate. Well, usually it's not a very good quality instrument. But this was a very good quality piano that they were actually able to donate. And I was able to orchestrate this donation so that Grace Church was able to take this piano so that we can use it on our concert series. And then the piano that Grace Church had, which was good, but not quite as nice as this one, they were kind enough to donate that to Desert Hot Springs High School.
Oh,
so now the auditorium, the theater at Desert Hot Springs High School has a piano that they didn't have a good piano there at all. So now that's going to be a potential venue for future concerts as well.
Good job, Danny. Yeah.
Thank you.
I applaud you. Well, now, all right. So I will make sure, and I have been, that your concert is on the Traveling with Francois website on our calendar page. If people want to get a hold of you to donate, to help you out, to do something, how do they do that?
They can find my website, dannyholt.net.
Okay.
And it could be that the new website for the concert series may be up in as soon as a week or two. Something I've been meaning to do for a long time and finally got around to do. I have absolutely no web design skills myself, but I've managed to cobble something together and it's almost ready to go live. But until then, people can just find me at dannyholt.net.
All right. Well, we applaud you. Good job. And folks, remember that the next concert, classical concert, is a Sunday, March 24th, 4 p.m. at the Grace Church on Bubbling Wells Road excuse me, in Desert Hot Springs. And I'll make sure Danny's website is on the page too, so you can always get a hold of Danny and ask him questions and make sure. Good job. Again, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Great success. All right, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we will wrap up this hour of the show. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I so applaud people because I know as I'm putting artifacts and arts across America together, all of this is a process and it's a learning experience and it's all quite interesting. And he's doing everything solo, so I certainly understand how overwhelmed and working and, yeah, a lot. So congrats to Danny. Good job. And I will keep you updated on these classical concerts. Definitely go and support this and listen to some beautiful music. All right. We have some tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 29th through 31st. You cannot have won them before. If you would like a set, that is two admission tickets. They're good for any one of the 3 days of the event. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for two admission tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival on March 29th, 30th, and 31. I will be there on the 31st actually doing Traveling with Françoise live from there. So definitely give Alex a call. And in the meantime, we're going to try to cover some events that you have to pay for. And we'll also do our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. And I hope Craig Campbell's feeling better because he was sick today. He was supposed to be in the second hour of the show, but he's not. But don't worry, we have a lot of travel news to talk about. So my pick for the CoachellaValley.com pick of the week, and all these events are on CoachellaValley.com, including the radio show, the television show, all sorts of things. So you might want to check it out, looking for things to do. He has it covered. It's a humongous website, and they're constantly updating. Facebook page is huge as well. Today's California, they constantly have check it out. Check it all out. You will be pleasantly surprised and enjoy the sights very much. So my pick, and I'm going to pick this again because I don't want you to forget about it. It is the 9th Annual Palm Springs Chalk Art Festival happening on Saturday, March 16th, next Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on downtown Palm Springs on Museum Way. And it is a free event. It's going to be full of kids drawing art and just having a great time. They're going to give prizes out. It's just going to be a ton of fun. So that is my pick of the week. And we have a winner?
We do. Barbara from Palm Springs. She's actually on the line now.
Okay. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, Francois. I got to tell you, I'm really excited. I love the Arts Festival, and it's been a long time since I've been to that one. But I did go to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum the other day, and that was great.
Oh, good. So did you win? Because I can always remember who won. Did you win tickets for the tour?
My friend did.
Oh, your friend did. Okay. And what did you think of the tour?
Well, it was great. We had Judy, and she was fabulous, a volunteer from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She really covered a lot of the family history. I've been on the tour previously, but this was more about, you know, where the family, where he came from, and all
right.
It was really quite interesting.
Oh, well, good. Great. Yeah, because I think it's very interesting. A lot of people they think it's one part of it, but once you get inside the house and hear all the stories that go with it and see all the different parts that he added on, and yeah, it really has a good story. It is very interesting. Well, good. Congratulations. Well, Barbara, you have won now tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival. How's that?
That sounds great. I might have to take that friend that took me.
There, yeah. Yeah, that it usually works that way, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, stay
okay.
On the line.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Stay on the line and make sure Alex has all your information, okay?
All righty.
Okay, thanks. There you go. See, so that's why I'm giving those Cabot's tickets away for tours of the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. You definitely want to go over there and check it out because it really is quite fascinating. And I'll have some more tickets to give away for the Arts Festival in the next hour of the show. All right, we are back to the CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. So I picked the Chalk Festival. Craig picked Hairspray, happening now at the Desert Theater Works Indio Performing Arts Center. And that runs through March 24th. So I will make sure that website is up there. Cost is $30 for adults, $20 for teens, $16 for children. Hairspray happening at the Desert Theater Works Indio Performing Arts Center. You can go to their website, dtworks.org. So now, Alex, what is your pick of the week?
I'm a little upset with Craig because that was my pick of the week.
Oh, well, you can have the same pick.
No, I could pick something else because I found a good one as well. The Thursday Morning Hike.
Okay.
It's in Palm Desert. So it's the Santa Rosa and San Jacinto Mountains National Monument.
Uh-huh.
And it is Thursday at 9 a.m. And it is obviously free. I don't think there are any other things you have to go through. So it's like a 2 to 4 mile long walk. But for Hairspray, I have a vested interest in that because obviously my fiance is in it.
That's right.
And I went opening night. It was very fun. They do have shows Monday through Sunday the next 2 weeks. Wednesday through Sunday the next 2 weeks.
Wednesday through Sunday next 2 weeks. And there's not a bad seat in that theater. Every seat's a great seat. So we will have all this information up on the Traveling with Francois website. So check it out for our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. And again, of course, if you miss it on my website, you want to go to CoachellaValley.com. All right. This segment is brought to you by Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. For all your embroidery and silk screening needs, Arc Attire is the place to go. 760-343-7333. And remember, when you use Arc Attire, you are employing a client of Desert Arc. So Polo is still going on. I didn't even finish covering all the free things that are happening this week, so you'll have to go to the website Traveling with Francois to check that out. But Polo is happening today. The next match is at 2 p.m. out there at the Empire Polo Club, and all the polo ends on March 31st, just so you know. So if you haven't been, you want to check it out now. The Food Truck Mashup happens next Saturday, March 16th, and that is Town Square Park in Cathedral City from 1:30 to 9 p.m. So that is a Food Truck Mashup. That's going to be a lot of fun. United Cerebral Palsy of the Inland Empire, they have an event going on at the Ritz-Carlton on Saturday, March 16th at 11:30 a.m. Cost is $100. And benefiting UCPIE's 7 after-school program. So you might want to go to that. The 14th Annual Desert Garden Tour in Palm Springs, that is going on Sunday, March 17th. $20 for non-members, free for members, and that is through the Desert Cultural Horticultural Society of the Coachella Valley. That's a mouthful. And that happens on Sunday, March 17th from 12 to 4, the 14th Annual Desert Garden Tour in Palm Springs. Also, let's see, Fashion Week starts next weekend. So that is happening as well. And then coming up, before you know it, will be the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Of course, the Garden Jam at the end of, that's in April. Oh, all right, Garden Dam Music Festival. All that information is on the Traveling with Francois website. So much going on in the Coachella Valley, and I don't see it slowing down for anytime soon. Of course, we have the ANA Inspiration coming up. Then we have the big music festivals. Desert X is out there going strong. I haven't seen a lot of your pictures on Facebook right now for Desert X, so maybe because of the wind and the cold and everything else you haven't been out to. But go check it out. You download their map off of their app, and they will take you around to check out Desert X. Alex, have you been to any of the art installations for Desert X?
Not this time around.
I haven't either. I don't know why.
I think it's because of the weather.
I do, too. I think the weather, the wind, and the cold, and they're really spread out. They have 5 or 6 of them out by the Salton Sea, where last year they were a little bit more compact in the valley here. This year, a little bit different. Spread out quite a bit. Okay. That's about it. We're going to wrap up this hour of the show. When we come back, we're going to talk about travel and all sorts of things. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.